Now, how did she not see that coming? See, a lot of them are just dingbats and airheads just living in their own world, not looking at their surroundings, not paying attention. And that's why it's so dangerous for women to go out at bars and just do their thing and be clueless and drink. It's really easy for them to get into a predicament. Predicaments like this. That's why they should be at home with a man, in my opinion. A male handler. Somebody to watch their back. And make sure they don't do goofy shit.
People despise when you carry yourself freely. What I mean by that is if there are social rules in your environment and you don't follow them, people will hate you. People's reaction to your individuality is you think you can do what you want because you think you are better than us. And they don't even realize that they're thinking this way. Let me give you an example. Let's say the social rule is no one decorates their desk at your job, but you decorate yours. Someone's reaction to that will be, who are you to think that you can decorate your desk when we don't decorate ours?
100% accurate. And I've dealt with this at pretty much every job that I've worked at. As you guys know, I keep to myself. I really don't like people. And, you know, that comes across standoffish. And I definitely do my own thing. And people sit back and watch and getting clicks and talk about, oh, what's up with him? It's really childish and it's really petty. And it really confirms that I should stay away from people and keep to myself because they suck. It's almost like people are looking for a reason not to like you. And there's so many people on that hamster wheel trying to be like, not me, just don't like me. It's a lot less pressure.
I always thought it would be like good to move out the hood and, you know, go to the suburbs. And it's cool, you know, it's less violence. You know, my cut, shot or nothing. But, you know, you'd be called nigger a couple of times, you know. It ain't the same respect of, like, being around your people. Like, and I feel bad for my daughter because my daughter was the only black person in the school. That's kind of fucked up what I did to her, bro.
No, it wasn't. She'll get used to it. She'll get some white friends, and she'll eventually fit in with some type of group. But you're saying you would rather have her grow up in the hood where motherfuckers getting cut and shot so she around her people and she don't get called a name? I mean, she's going to get called a name regardless. Because people suck. But this makes no sense. This is sad that he thinks like this. This kind of feeds into my theory that most people would rather fit in than do the right thing. If they had a choice between fitting in and doing the right thing, people going to want to fit in. Girl that gets 10 guys in a week. Girl that is basically married. You better get away from that harlot. Because she's going to ruin your relationship. There's nothing good that's going to come from you hanging out with her. Women who are in serious relationships and marriages should get friends who are in serious relationships or marriages. Your lifestyle isn't the same as your single friends, especially if she a 304 messing with 10 different dudes a week. Yeah, that can definitely rub off on you. And let me guess, as soon as your boyfriend do anything wrong, she gonna say, come over on this side and mess with 10 dudes a week. Please get away from her. Public service announcement.
Hey, so, why did I record this? Oh. Because these women would have got me for sure. You're guilty.
See, guys put way too much emphasis on a woman being attractive. I don't care about a woman being attractive. I mean, I could look at you and say, oh, that's an attractive woman. But you're not going to manipulate me. I'm not head over heels for you just because you're pretty. I'm not like, oh, you can empty my bank account. Oh, you can run a scam on me. Like, no. Dudes are too controlled by a woman being pretty. Where they start just doing dumb shit. Saying dumb making dumb TikToks. Fellas, get over good looks.
We're going into this place now where women are starting to act and behave like men, and it's becoming very, very scary.
Y'all forced our hands. We got to provide for ourselves. We got to defend ourselves. So I think guess what?
We have taken the blame since the beginning of time. One of the most famous couples.
Well, yeah. Women aren't going to take accountability for anything wrong. Everything will always be a man's fault in a woman's mind. Like, yeah, I'm masculine, but it's men's fault. How is it a man's fault that you act in a certain way? You don't have control over your own body and actions? We making you act masculine? It doesn't make sense. Logic goes out the window when women are trying to justify their BS.
in black history was Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. Everybody blamed Bobby Brown for the drug problem. Bobby took every punch. And then after Whitney died, you hear Whitney brother saying, man, Bobby couldn't handle the damn drugs. We gave him the drug. But that man took every punch. They blamed him for everything wrong with this woman. And the whole time it was her.
Right, because society sees women as sugar and spice and everything nice, and men as evil demons. If she's on drugs, her last boyfriend got her on drugs. If she's stealing now, oh, she picked up that habit from one of her toxic boyfriends. If she beat somebody up, oh, it's because, you know, her ex-boyfriend used to do that to her, and now she's doing it to others. It's crazy.